Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Let me remind you once again that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and the discussion, we're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, former representative of District 1 here in the state of Florida. Just before the news break, a caller had asked the question and made the statement that we do not need a recount. We need to have an audit of these that have lost. Derby, you were talking about an audit. Go with your questions, comments, and your discussion with Congressman Hill about your thoughts on that. How do you think that needs to be done, and why?
Well, an audit should count, look at every single ballot, every single vote, and that should tell you if it's a fraudulent vote or not. Also, I'd like to say that the media, everyone on TV, is afraid to use the word fraud. They just accept results and that's it. Well, that's just plenty, godless. Dr. Oz should not have conceded. And Kerry Lake, I do not think she will concede no matter what.
I'm praying she doesn't.
Be an audit first. And we need people like her. And also we have on TV a lot of Republicans blaming Trump for being divisive or not being good enough, that DeSantis is the one and only. Of course DeSantis is great. And Florida, we won in Florida because of DeSantis, not because of the Republican Party.
Good comments. Congressman Hill, how do you respond to that?
He's right on target. Derby said it well. I liked his very last statement that we won Florida because of Ron DeSantis and other good candidates, not because of the Republican Party of Florida, which in my mind is corrupt because of its leadership that they currently have. Senator Joe Gruters and the vice chair, Christian Ziegler, are both corrupt. And I wish we would have enough Republican executive committees, RECs, throughout the state, which would vote them out of those leadership positions, because they're just politicians who are there to further their own career. But in terms of doing an audit instead of a recount, I agree with that also. A recount just simply means you're going to count fraudulent ballots again. An audit says that you're going to make sure that the ballots are accurate and that they are indeed legitimate before you count them. So I agree with Derby wholeheartedly on that we do need to do an audit instead of a recount.
Derby, that answer your question or your comment or statement?
Yes, very good. One more point. There should be no Dominion machines anywhere in the country.
I second third that.
But we keep using them. So think of how many more elections races would have been won by Republicans if we had an honest, transparent election.
Absolutely. Congressman, have you got a response to that or any comments, or what's your take on that?
I agree. We should get rid of these Dominion voting machines. I believe that we should get rid of absentee ballots also.
Yes.
It should be that you vote on election day in person. I think an absentee ballot should only be used for those who are deployed military, for those who can demonstrate legitimately that they are physically unable to get to the polls and vote. And I think that's how we get rid of this fraud that is taking place all around us. Go to the polls on election day and vote in person on a paper ballot and let it be hand counted. That's how we get rid of this fraud that we see that is going on right before our eyes. And I agree with Derby that if fraud was removed from the equation, that there would hardly be a Democrat in office almost anywhere. There would be in some places, but I think that the majority of seats at the city, state, and congressional level would be Republicans, and then we would see this nation being run properly.
I'm in total agreement with that. Derby, thank you so much for your insight, for your comments, and your statements right on target. We just need to keep praying that God will intervene and give us victory in the end. Thank you so much. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I agree wholeheartedly with what Congressman Hill said, that we need to vote in person on voting day. This thing of letting these buckets of ballots lay around for 2 or 3 weeks or a month, I don't think that you can control that. And the voting machines need to be cleaned out. The Democrats have found out how to cheat, and they're going to continue to cheat till somebody stops and slaps their hands and just does away with all these easy ways to cheat. It's really taken away the process of voting in America. It's sad. It's really sad that here it is the day after the election day, and we've got all these issues. Shouldn't we have an airtight voting system to whether we're not talking about was it fraud, was it not fraud? We should be satisfied that it was a fair election, but it's just not that way. So I'd like to ask what Congressman Hill thinks about that.
Congressman Hill, answer, if you would, what's your response to Tom's question?
Well, I agree with Tom when it comes to this election fraud. It shouldn't exist. It should be, we shouldn't even have to be concerned about it, but we are. And that is because of corruption that we see in politics, and that corruption is caused by money. The reason why those Dominion machines are being used is because the owners of those machines pay a tremendous amount of money to those in political power to keep those machines in place. And they run a campaign, a false ad campaign, that they are secure and effective, and they are not. It's just as wrong as them saying that these COVID jabs are safe and effective when we know they're not. They absolutely are not. And so that's when you see someone who is willing to lie to you to your face and not blink when they do it. And that's what we see with these voting machines and in other items of those on the left. I know earlier, I think it was Jim who mentioned that when they were doing the exit polls and they were asking people, what was the number one issue why you voted today? And it was 32% said inflation. Behind that was 27% who said abortion. And I will go on to say, Dr. Youngblood, that abortion debate issue was a two-edged sword, that there were people who voted who said abortion was their number one because they want to continue murdering children in the womb. But there were many righteous people who said it was number one because they want to stop this infanticide. They want to stop this cultish religion of sacrificing our children to a demon god. And so that was number two. Number three was crime. And then number four was the border. These were people who said they were, that was the number one issue why they were voting. But they note that number one was inflation. It's our economy, that everyone is feeling these higher prices when you go to the grocery stores, when you're getting gas, when you go to buy a car, trying to purchase a home. We can see what the leftist policies, monetary policies, are doing to this country, and they don't like it because when they take money from you, it's just like a thief stealing it from you.
No difference in that. Tom, if you would, hang in there, and Congressman, want to read a blurb from a large article and then let the two of you respond for me. Headline says, federal elections end on midnight on election day. And it gives a little intro, and let me introduce it and then the question. President-elect Donald Trump won the 2020 election. I watched every hearing, watched every credible video following the steal, massive ballot dumps in the midnight, middle of the night, hundreds of thousands between Georgia and Pennsylvania alone, mail-in ballots not only accepted days after federal election ends, but continued to be counted. Continuing of ballots put off until the next day. In Allegheny County, for example, in Pennsylvania, counting the ballots stopped at 1:30 a.m., didn't resume until the next morning at 10 o'clock. Fulton County, Georgia, counting was stopped at on November the 3rd due to pipe bursting, which was not only already fixed, but the polling center was still in operation. There are several videos clearly showing a woman putting stacks of ballots in and continuing five machines in separate times, counting stack after stack, recounting the same stacks. All this article, this is where I'm going, all of this in violation of federal election law. Foster versus Love, 522 U.S. Code 6771-72, is a 9-1, 9-0 decision dating back to 1997 in the Supreme Court. It goes on to say, quoting Ginsburg, she was still seated then, it's an election. And it seems to me, being an election, it conflicts with the federal single election day rule. Constitutional attorney Wren Gender, November the 18th, 2020, said elections undecided by midnight are void and preempted by federal law, according to the decision in 1997 called the Federal Election Law. It was based on Foster versus Love, 1997, Supreme Court decision 9-0. Now, my question is to each of you, and either one can respond, and then we'll talk a moment. If that is the case, if that's what the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1997, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself stating, it's an election, and it seems to me, being an election, it conflicts with the federal law, single election day, end quote. So if that's the case, what is causing us to continue to go down the same path with day after day after day after day after the true election, after the midnight of the election day, continue to count ballots, continue to find ballots, continue to have court cases that will elongate the election until the Democrats find enough votes, or enough ballots, I should say, to be counted. Congressman Hill, first of all, how do you respond to that? Are you familiar with that Supreme Court ruling, and how should we view it?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, and that Supreme Court ruling made it clear that counting ballots was to stop at midnight of election day, clearly, but it's being ignored. It's being ignored in several states. And as I said earlier, I believe the reason why is because there are no repercussions for breaking the law. No one is doing anything to enforce the law. And even when evidence of fraud is brought before the courts, they toss it out and say, you have no standing here, which is ridiculous. Any citizen has standing because it affects every single citizen. but there are no repercussions, and that is what needs to be fixed. There needs to be laws on the books that state what exactly can and will happen to you when you commit election fraud and then be enforced.
Absolutely. Tom, what's your take on that? Your thoughts before we let you go?
Dr. Youngblood, Edward R. Morrow is dead, and things have changed. It's not the nightly news. It's not the television that we stand and, or sit and stare at. Now it's social media. Social media is controlled by a handful of billionaires that basically run this country. The largest tech firms in America are all registered in Delaware. The largest yachts in America are all registered in Delaware. The wealthy are Democrats, and they're running this country to what suits them. The thing that made America was one man, one vote. So even if you were a millionaire, you really had no more power than the guy that was making shoes or laying a brick or whatever. But that's all changed. You've got these ultra, ultra wealthy people who are running this country through social media. And they don't care about a law. They can buy off the law. So till this thing cracks wide open like a rotten, bloated, run-over dog on the road, nothing's going to really change. We know where it's all coming from. We know what's wrong, but as yet, nobody stepped up. Maybe you're the only one that really talks about it. So, Dr. Youngblood, I'm saddened, but I really don't have an answer.
Well, brother, I think the key to it is, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show today in relationship to the coming announcement by President Trump. But I think there's going to be a need to, the bottom line is to drain the sewer in D.C. We need to absolutely, totally wipe out the rotten corrosion that's taking place at the DOJ and the FBI and all of the other three-letter organizations run by the bureaucratic arm of the federal government. But I think we need to, as Christians, keep praying, keep looking up, asking God to intervene and to heal our land. Tom, thank you so much, brother, for your call and for your input.
If there's one thing I may say, I would like to tell the listeners, please support this broadcast because it's the only one of its kind that you'll hear where the real issues with people like Congressman Hill, truthful people, are coming up and speaking out about what needs to be done and what's wrong. So I beg you, support this broadcast. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for that footnote, Brother Tom. Yeah, we openly invite those, if you listen each day, if it's a blessing to you, informational benefit to you, we encourage you to support it. You can go to FCBCATJAX, that's FCBCATJAX.com, and go to the donate button and donate specifically for the radio broadcast. Love to have your input and your support on that. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Hello. Yes, I totally agree with everything that everybody has said so far. What sparked me to call in is night before election, I live in a home that doesn't have TV on purpose. We watch what we watch via the internet on our computer. And a lot of times the internet doesn't work. It's shoddy. It's spotty. But the night before election, there was zero internet, like zero internet here. And my hotspot wouldn't even work. The day of election, I've been giving to the Republican Party via text. The day of election, my phone switched from the normal texting app that I have into one that I did not recognize. And I would see solicitations to give to the party come across the top of my phone, but then they would disappear. And I just have a huge challenge believing that this was not something that indicated there is a myth in the tech world, and they are controlling what we are seeing and doing. So I just wanted to make that comment. And then I grew up in Wisconsin, and there is not a systemic racism problem, but a systemic problem depending on government. When I was a child, I was raised on welfare, and the government paid for my education to become a nurse. God has since retired me as a nurse because it became more about money than it did about helping people. But when I can remember the day that I graduated and I called the government and I said, hey, I don't need my food stamps anymore. You can give them to somebody that needs them. And the response that I got was appalling. Today, I still remember it. And they said, well, you don't have to give it back. You can still use them. I said, but I don't need them. I'm going to be making such and such and such money. And they said, well, we can give you half. Will you take half? And I'm like, no, I don't need the food stamps. I want you to give them to somebody that needs them. And this was over 30, almost 30 years ago. So when you look at Wisconsin, I've been there these last 2 years because of my family's all still there. And there is a divide, but there was a rising up in the people there that absolutely could see that if we don't change this, it's going to end up very bad for the world. And so there's no way that I believe that Evers won over the Republican candidate. And so this fraud that we have been talking about is real. And there's a systemic reliability on welfare in some of these states. And when I was a nurse, what alarmed me to it was I was a psychiatric nurse, and we took care of a lot of our patients were poor. And a lot of the patients were oppositional defiant. And when I saw them come through with phones given to them by the government, I was like, wait a minute, my son's a teenager and there's no way he has a phone. How do you have a phone? Well, the government gives them to us. So that's what sparked me from going from a Democrat to a Republican, because I'm like, what is going on that we are giving families, children, phones, when it's supposed to be a support while you need it and not become a lifestyle that it has become now. I hear people all over, we travel all over, and they talk about my check. And I'm like, well, what do you mean your check? And they say, my check, my government check is coming. I'm like, well, what did you do to earn that check? You know, it's just become this systemic entitlement on that government handout.
Lisa, and you're exactly right. If I could jump in for a moment, what you're saying, and I'll let the congressman respond to your statement, what you're saying, as I see it, is that we have developed a total culture of governmental dependence that's causing them to want to cheat, steal, lie, whatever it takes in fraud, to win the election, to continue to get those checks in the mail and the government benefits. Congressman, did I summarize that pretty much as you see it?
Yes, you did, Dr. Youngblood. That is exactly right. And we are seeing it continuing with those who are invading our country through the southern border. Those people are given cell phones. They're given food, clothing, places to stay. And it is all because they are trying to make them dependent on the government so that they will continue voting for those on the left who are willing to give that to them after they have stolen it from us through high taxes.
Absolutely. Lisa, thank Amen. You so much for your input in the call. And I can put a little footnote on all that we've just said. We need to continue as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We need to keep on looking up and the realization and the recognition that it is only God that can resolve the issue, can give us victory in the end. Thank you so much for your call. I believe I have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over the telephone call. Your question, please.
God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, I just want to say the scripture It is time for Yahweh to act, for they have broken your law. When you steal, there's consequences for stealing. Do you know that scripture, Dr. Youngblood?
Absolutely. There's, in fact, I can go back and paraphrase it even, but not paraphrase it, but give a better illustration of that in the Proverbs text. I believe it's about 17 and also in verse chapter 26. If you dig a pit for someone else, you're going to fall in it. And we're finding that God is going to be the ultimate rewarder of that which is taking place today.
And one more thing, social media, BitChute, Rumble, Gab, Odyssey, they are preaching the truth on these other social media platforms. I know YouTube is highly censored, completely censored. YouTube is highly censored. Another thing, if Florida State, the whole state of Florida turned red, every county except three counties were all red. Only three counties were blue. That means what about these other states across the nation? I know people are fed up and mad about what's happened. I know these elections were stolen. In Georgia, Walker should have won by a blowout. This guy, Fetterman, John Fetterman, he can't even talk. How could he win? So there's a big problem in our country still. And the thing in Maricopa County, all them people should be fired, hands down. They should all be fired that ran that election.
I second that motion, Kevin. Thank you so much for your call, your passion, your zeal, your interest, and your own target. Congressman Hill, let me ask you one question. Our time is about to elapse on us. I'm looking at an article that says, judge gives over 1,000 Georgia voters extra time to mail in absentee ballots. A Georgia judge on Monday agreed to have the ballot return deadline extended for about 1,000 Cobb County absentee voters who didn't have their requested mail-in ballots sent out on Election Day. And the judge ordered that those be given exactly a number of 1,046 ballots until November the 15th to return them. And we find that taking place, as we've talked about, Philadelphia, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania. We've got about a minute, Congressman Hill. Give us a wrap-up on your summarization of what we've talked about today in the analysis and the debriefing on the 2022 election.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, first of all, the judge had no authority to do that. And a supervisor of election of integrity would not count the ballots, despite what that judge said, because it was illegal. So what we talked about today, Dr. Youngblood, is that we expected and wanted a red wave to happen, and it wasn't as strong as we wanted. But it looks like we are going to take the House. It is still undecided about the Senate, but we may take that also. But I would offer this, Dr. Youngblood. We know that God is all-powerful. He is on the throne. Evil cannot win. So ultimately, God is going to win. We must be patient to let him do his work.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
And president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.